KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky at 74 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 90 and a heat index of 102, winds out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, late this afternoon, the state's top election official will ask the Iowa Legislative Council for permission to mail absentee ballot request forms to every active Iowa voter. Secretary of State Paul Pate mailed the forms to voters before the June primary, encouraging Iowans to vote from home during the pandemic rather than risk standing in line at a polling place. There was record participation in the primary, and about 80% had voted early. 10 days later, the Republican-led legislator voted to force Pate to seek approval from the Legislative Council if he planned a similar mailing in the future. The Cass County Auditor's Office Thursday said in a social media post that lots and lots of requests are already coming in for those early registrations, and they offered a form available on their Facebook page for persons to print out and then mail in, or you can pick up one at the following locations: a Cass County Auditor's Office, Lewis City Hall, Anita Tribune, Griswold American Newspaper, or the Messina City Hall. Pate, in a document for the council's meeting at 4:30 this afternoon, says he'll use federal Help America Vote money to cover the cost of the mailing for the ballot requests, and some county auditors have said that they intended to mail out absentee ballot request forms with some of the information on the form filled in for the voter. Pate is asking the Legislative Council to prevent auditors from doing that and require only blank forms to be mailed to county auditors from county auditors to voters. A new state law about how county auditors may confirm the information on the forms they receive is being challenged in court. A crash in Atlantic Wednesday night caused $11,000 damage and resulted in a juvenile being transported to the hospital. Atlantic police yesterday said the accident had happened after 10 p.m. Wednesday in the 1200 block of Locust Street when a vehicle driven by a 17-year-old male hit a parked van. The impact caused the car to flip over onto its top on the west side of Locust Street. The unidentified teen was transported by Cass EMS to the Cass County Hospital. Charges were pending. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been three recent arrests. On Thursday, 34-year-old Timothy Michael John Miller, Jr. of Carter Lake, was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony theft in the second degree. Miller was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there yesterday on $5,000 bond. On Monday, 26-year-old Joel Sean Thomas White of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. White was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held to serve his time. This past Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 33-year-old Kelsey Deanne Schmidt of Messina on charges of simple assault and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. 42-year-old Brian David Krauth, also of Messina, was arrested for simple assault. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on their own recognizance. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on recent arrests as well. Authorities say a little after 7 p.m. Wednesday, 36-year-old Jonathan Bunton of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop. He faces charges that include possession.